Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hello, and welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Again, this is Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We have a great show today. This is one subject I love talking about, branding. Branding your brand, branding your character. Simple question, what are you marketing? What brand are you marketing? I love this topic. Let's just get right into it. You know, branding is a verb. It's a verb to brand something. When you brand something, it's a verb. And I'm just going to give you the flow chart and talk about the definition. Let's just open it up. Your words and your actions create your character. Your character creates your reputation. Your reputation creates your brand. Bottom line, your words and your actions create your character. Your character creates your reputation, and your reputation creates your brand. So what is a brand? A brand is a mark. It's a mark that you're making in this world that indicates your kind, your ownership, value. It can be a stigma brand, mark of disgrace, prideful, beneficial brand, a mark of value. So today's question is, how are you branding yourself? What character traits are you putting into the world? Because that's your brand. Here's a news flash, and I said this before. You come into this world with a brand. You come into this world with a brand. I did a whole show on it, that you come into this world as a winner. So if you think less than that of yourself, less than being a winner, we have to tackle and look at your brand, because we want some dynamic brands by the end of this program. I truly want you to understand and that your brand, your character, you are making a mark, and it determines, it opens doors for you or it can shut doors for you. So today on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, we are talking about your brand, branding your character. What are you marketing?
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. All black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Miss Phyllis Austin and touch it up with Molly B. Weekly. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com for showtimes. Interested in joining us as a broadcaster? Send us an email at cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. That's cbbn2012. @gmail.com for details. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer.
Okay, welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Again, this is Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And I stated right before the break, you come into this world with a brand. You are a winner. I've always said this too. You don't want anybody to think less of yourself. When you come into this world, the great thing about the 7 billion people, most of us came in a natural way. That means that sperm, you, fertilized that egg, you. And in order to do that, you had to be in first place or at least tied. So you're a winner. That's your brand. And we need to make sure you understand. So when we talk about brand, let me give you a little scenario here. I have my students, and my students were always talking about, you know, I don't care about what they think of me. And I said, this has nothing to do with people or you caring about what people think of you. Your brand is based on how people respond to you. If you're not getting the right responses, the right feedback, check your brand. Check your brand. If you're not getting the right responses, the right feedback, your desired responses, how you want people to treat you, how you want people to talk to you, if they're not doing it correctly, either you're going to check them, okay, yeah, go ahead, do that, but I'm going to tell you, you might want to check your brand, okay? You just may want to check your brand. So I told kids, I said, look, the way people respond to you, the way people respond to you, the way people, the feedback, that's telling you, that's a telltale sign of how you're marketing yourself. You ever take your resume someplace and no one looks at it? That resume is a marketing tool. When you walk into a room, that's a marketing. When you walk into the room, you want to get people, you want people to notice you or treat you a certain way. That is your reputation. Your reputation precedes you. And I tell students this, your reputation precedes you. It really does. The resume hits before the interview. If your reputation on that resume does not deliver a certain message, you may not ever get the interview. What is that message? That message is whatever you want it to deliver. It's a desired message that you want to get across. So what do? After about 20 or 30 of those declinations, you're not getting anything, you retool your resume. Why are you retooling your resume? Because you feel that your reputation doesn't represent you and you are a brand. Guys, you know, we just finished tax season in April. I like to tell people, you're a major corporation, baby. You're a major corporation. And if you're not doing business the right way, guess what? Business is not working for you. You know, it was amazing because I was going through something last year on my job, and I went to see a counselor. And my coworker said, Ms. Austin, why are you going to see a counselor? I said, because I don't want to talk to you guys constantly about what I'm going through. Now, you may ask, why is that? I said, I have insurance. I pay the insurance company. They might as well listen to me, that doctor, that therapist. I don't want to talk to you about it. Why was I so cognizant and cautious of that? Because I don't want to be the one at work that people move away from. You know, they'll say, well, gosh, she's always complaining. She got issues. No, I just rather go to a therapist. I am watching my brand at my job. Okay? I'm monitoring that. Okay? So I don't want to be known as the person who's complaining all the time. Pet peeves. No. There are other people on our job that notice that, not me. Guys, it's about your brand. And as a matter of fact, during that particular year, I was a nominee for Teacher of the Year. I made sure that my brand was one of value. So today, think about it. What your brand? How are you marketing your brand? When you came into this world, you came in here as a winner. You came into the world as a winner. So today on Classroom DNA, if you have any thoughts about this subject, feel free to call us at 347-855-8602. Again, that's 347-855-8602. Or you can join us in the chat room and post your comments. And I think I'm multitasked enough by now to respond to your comments. So let's continue. Come into this world with this brand, you're a winner. So what happens? What occurs? Okay, well, that winner brand continues to be manifested by your parents, or it starts to be broken down by your parents. And I shouldn't say parents, but whoever is in charge of taking care of you. Okay, and that's what happens. Okay, they give you a name. It's a brand. Okay, hopefully the name is a good name. You know, that's one of them people over there. You know, they're related to so-and-so, so-and-so. Their actions, their words. I was in Big Lots the other day, you know, getting some storage containers. And as soon as the lady came into the door, she started using the F word. The cashier looked at her. I looked at her. I stand in line, and I just looked at her. I was like, oh, my God. She knew none of us. But as soon as she came to the door, she started cursing out her male counterpart. Just F this, F that, F that. And I was like, gosh, I don't even know her. Now, let me tell you how important your brand is, your actions and your words. Remember I said your words and your actions create your character creates your reputation creates your brand, and a brand is a mark that identifies ownership, a certain kind, value. Hopefully it's not a stigma. Hopefully it's something beneficial. I remember being in McDonald's one time, just to give you an idea of how this works. I was in McDonald's. Pay careful attention to my words and actions in this scenario. I was in McDonald's, and this customer was complaining, totally complaining about something, and the cashier was the recipient of her complaints. And I thought to myself, I said, wow. I said, oh, my God, this poor little cashier. I shouldn't say poor. But she was just getting, oh, my God, just the brunt of this lady's anger. And I interfered. I said, it's not really a cashier. I said, and, you know, I'm very good because I'm a teacher. Like, if you really want to get something accomplished for your complaints to be heard, why, I tell you what, ask for the manager. And I just took the lead. I said, can you get your manager? Because the cashier obviously was kind of new, but she was definitely young. I figured she was kind of new. And then the manager came in, and I actually explained what was going on. Now, before I left, this lady who was in line, she said, what's your name? And I gave her my name, and we started talking. And she said, are you interested in working for me? Are you interested in working for me? And I said, well, you know, not at this time, but I can take your name and number. You know, I do have a job. And she asked what I did, and I said I was in education. That brand, that was a mark. I left a mark. I mean, I can tell you how many times even with my children, you leave the mark. When I tell people, when you're looking for a job, you're looking for a job 24 hours a day because you never know who is watching, okay? Again, so we're talking about your brand, branding your character by your actions and your words. This is Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. I stated that parents, your first encounter with branding, you don't know because you were born a winner. You come into this world, parents. And parents either manifest that winning consciousness, they're very particular and careful about your brand, or they tear you down. In education, parents, kids will come to us, and if you're an educator out there, you'll understand what I'm about to say. Students will come to us, they were like, well, you want to meet our parents. I want you to meet my parents. As an educator, you're sitting back there thinking to yourself, I really don't want to meet your parents because I met you. Now, that's bad, but that's the truth. There are some parents you don't want to meet because you already know how the child is. And then there are times when you meet the parent, you're like, okay, who's your child? And they tell you, like, yeah, I see it, or, you know, I recognize it. And if you're a parent out there, you have to be careful because you don't want to devalue your child's brand. Even when you're gossiping or you're telling a story or something, you need to be careful what you're saying about your child because you can truly start to wreck their brand. You say it to them, you start devaluing them. And I'm going to tell you something. You devalue your child's brand. You know who else brand you're devaluing? You're devaluing your own brand, okay? So when you devalue your child's brand, you are also devaluing your own brand. You're lowering the quality of you because you're 50% of that child's identity. Think about it. So your actions, I had, I told someone about 2 weeks ago, I said, be careful when you spank a child. You need to be very careful when you spank a child or use a physical gesture to correct a child. Because you don't want that child to think that they're devalued, okay? And, you know, I just believe you never use a physical action to correct a child unless it's really an intimate life emergency, life or death, like running from a car or something. Before you go there, you really need to try to show by demonstration examples what you want the child to do. And I said show. I didn't say tell. A lot of times, children, when you start talking to a child, sometimes we talk to them like they're miniature adults. But you have to train that child, train a child up. So this is the brand. I went into a store once, and the lady was just cursing at her child. And I'm going to tell you, when you're around a lot of people, you start cursing at your child, especially in a demeaning way. People pick up on how they could treat your children. They pick up on that. You know, we talk about, I'm just going to get off subject a little while, just interject something. They talk about the sex trade, kids running away. You know, it doesn't take much when you have the value, that child. Somebody come along and say, you know, you're really worthwhile, baby. It doesn't take much. You got to think about these things. You really start thinking about stuff, you get it. You can't say to a child, when they say don't anger your child, move your child to anger, there's a reason for it, because they don't have that level of discernment. So, you know, in a sense, it's almost lazy parenting when you don't take time out to talk to your child, to discuss things, to train them, to demonstrate correct actions. Think about it. Now, parenting is horrible. Your parents, you know, some of you have great parents. I think I have some pretty cool parents, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. My mom was like a 9.8. My dad was like 8. So I had some pretty good parents, okay? I don't think they wrecked my brand. As a matter of fact, if anybody wrecked my brand in college, it was probably me and not them. They came and they were saving me a lot of times, okay? So they probably didn't wreck my brand. But some of you have parents who just destroyed you. And right now you're probably thinking about, man, why am I not getting the actions, the responses, the feedback I want? Okay? It may be because of what your parents did. You know, you can watch a whole bunch of shows of bringing stuff from childhood into adulthood. You know, but at 13 to 18, I think something actually clicks. I really do. What's so great about teaching 11th and 12th graders is I get to talk to them about their brand. Okay? You know, you talk to that 13, that freshman, but when you get a junior and you start talking about their brand, oh, my God, it's an enlightening moment. And I remember when the kids said, I don't care what people think. And I said, you know what, this is not about what people think. Are you getting the responses that you want? And the guy said, no. I said, well, this is about your brand, how you're marketing yourself. And I'm going to tell you what that young man did in my physics class. He started showing up every day on time. Actually, he was there before I would open the door. He was standing outside the door. And I'm like, okay, you're here on time. He said, Ms. Austin, I really started to think about your brand, what you said about my brand. And, you know, I want to change it. And you know, I said something else, and I'm going to get to this later in the show. I said, you might want to do it for 30 days so it can take root, you know, to get a habit for me. And he actually did it. And it just took, because he would wear his pants down and everything and kind of was confrontational. And I just really got on him, not being concerned about what I thought, but really paying attention to how people responded to him and the feedback. And I said, look, contrary to popular belief, we as teachers do not huddle together and discuss you. We got too many things going on. So if you're getting this feedback that you don't want from a lot of your teachers, from the majority of your teachers, then you need to check your brand. What does that mean? Check your actions and your words. Because, as I stated earlier, words and actions make up character. Your character becomes your reputation, and your reputation becomes your brand. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Again, this is Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we're talking about your brand, branding your character. What are you marketing? Let's go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Author Lenore M. Johnson comes to her new book, 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Tips, the helpful checklist guide to all things considered workforce readiness and social media smart. This readiness guide attempts to assist the job seeker with a plan to better your career with the use of digital technology and social media. So purchase your copy of 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Steps at Amazon.com. Also available for Kindle and Audible downloads. These books are flying off the shelves, so make sure you get your copy at www.amazon.com.
Would you like to lower your gas and energy bills and earn free energy just by referring friends and family? Let Ambit Energy save you money. We offer guaranteed savings on your energy and gas bills and free energy if you refer 15 customers. Visit us at freeenergyuniversity.com or call us now at 312-498-1324. That's 312-498-1324.
Who wants a job or business that doesn't work? When you've tried everything and you haven't succeeded, try something new. Try Solove. Solove, the first true social commerce company ever created. Save money and even make money. Turn being social into commerce. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. Visit tour.smartsocialphone.com today. That's tour.smartsocialphone.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Again, that's Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Thank you for joining us today. On today's show, we're talking about your brand, branding your character. What are you marketing? And I stated right before the break, something happens between 13 and 18. You start recognizing the feedback that you're getting, the responses. And it's decision time. You got to make a decision. Do I like the feedback that I'm getting or don't I? Do I want a different feedback? Do I want people to respond to me differently? Do I want to walk in the room and everybody move away, or as soon as I come down the hall, you're known as the complainer or something? Okay? Am I the one that people feel, guys feel they can curse me out or treat me any type of way? What's going on? And you may not have control, or you might have a little control on the way your parents have raised you or reared you, but around 13 or 18, you have to face the brutal truth, okay, of your current reality as to what's going on. And you start making decisions. And I say that I love to work with 17 and 18-year-olds because I get to really discuss with them their brand and how to kind of start interacting with their parents to create a better brand for themselves. I'm not going to have time to go through that during this show, but, you know, we're going to save that for another show. But that's something you have to do. So right now, if you're realizing, hey, regardless of what age you are, this is never too late. We're going to talk about that later in the show, working on your brand. But if you realize you're not getting the feedback that you want and the responses, it's time to list and really be truthful about what feedbacks and responses you're getting and what are the desired feedbacks and responses. So take time out to write those things down while I tell you two more stories. My brother came home from college. Gosh, I didn't want to say my brother. I just want to say someone, but now he's going to know I'm talking about him. Okay, my brother came home from college, and he joined the fraternity. Now, I won't say the fraternity name, okay? And he had got branded, okay? And he tried to cover it up, and it looked really nasty, okay? And he tried to cover it up, and he did for, you know, a little while. And what happened next, he took off his shirt. I remember we was in the kitchen, and, you know, growing up in Chicago, you feel the radiators. And it was just one of them days, it was hot, and he took off his shirt. And my mother looked at him and said, "What is on your arm?" And she was so disappointed, and she was like, "It looks like it's infected," okay? And she had asked, "What did they use?" And they had used a hanger. And my mother said to him, "You know, I mean, it was a rough one. You know, you could just look at the disappointment in her eyes. You could just see it. I mean, you just see the disappointment in her eyes. She said, "You let somebody brand you," and she went into slavery. She said, "Like they own you, like they own you." Now, when you think about that for a while, because later on, Gloria Vanderbilt, Sassoon, Jordache jeans came out, and I wanted a pair. And these were designer jeans way back in the 70s and 80s. And I wanted a pair of designer jeans. And my mother said, "Why don't you get your jeans and put your own name on them?" And I said, "Huh? That made sense." What was she saying? The first example, don't let other people own you. You broke those chains. Those chains were broken. Don't let other people own you. That's what she was saying to my brother. And the takeaway from my designer dream jeans being squashed, the takeaway, value your own name. There's value in your name. And ever since then, I never put more value in someone else's name than I put in my own. It was amazing. I mean, brand. Your name is your brand. On the streets, we called it character. Matter of fact, on the streets when I was growing up, it was like your word is your bond. What was that? That was your brand. If people cannot trust you on your word, how can they trust you? You mess up your reputation. So, again, what is your brand? What actions and words are you engaging in that determines or play a role in how people respond to you and the feedback that you get? Be truthful, because this is serious business. You have to own up to the brand that you have developed. So again, what words and actions? If you're older like me, I didn't say old, but if you're older like me, you have to acknowledge what are you doing to bring certain things into your life and to exclude certain things from your life. What are you doing? And if you're okay with that, however, this is your brand and you need to be constantly aware of your words and your actions. So, how do we start correcting our brand? Right now, if you determine that, hey, there's a brand that I don't like, my brand is out of whack, it needs to be corrected, okay, then I applaud you because at least you're being honest. And honesty is the first path, the first acknowledgement that you have to make. Being honest about your circumstance, about your reality, about your brand is the first thing that you have to do in order to change. And you know it takes courage to change your brand, because it takes courage to admit that there are actions that you're engaging in, the words that you're speaking, that are not conducive to getting the responses that you want. And that's courageous. So you've already taken the first step. You have to change your words and your actions. You may need to modify them, okay? You have to start treating yourself. I tell kids, yes, you want to treat others how you want to be treated, but you also have to treat yourself how you want to be treated. And I would just give them this example. If you walk into a classroom and you throw your books on the floor, I mean your belongings, your book bag, your coat, you just toss it on the floor, don't say, "Miss Austin, they kicked my book bag. They stepped on my coat." You threw it on the floor. You already told them how you wanted to be treated by the way you allowed yourself to be treated. So let's engage for the next 20 days in a sense of honesty. And I'll call this, if you're in a rut, brand your way out. Seriously, If you're in a rut, if you don't like your brand, if there's something going on in your life, if you're transitioning through some things, it's not looking good for you, okay? All chaos is breaking out. I can go on and on and on and be very pessimistic about this time, right? So let me just clear up. If you're in a rut, let's brand our way out for the next 30 days. I have somebody on the line. Let's go to our online guest. Oh, I know I clicked that. Let's try this again. Okay, here you come. Hello.
Hello, hi. I'm listening to your show, and I'm really trying to pay attention and listen to what you're trying to get across, but I hear you, what you're saying about how you present yourself and branding yourself and what are you saying to other people about yourself. I understand that, but as far as when you're talking about branding, I heard what you talked about, the story with your brother. I heard about the story with your jeans. I'm looking at the time, you know, the generation is now. I'm getting a little confused with that because I really don't think because you decide to wear designer clothes or if you decide to get a brand that you associate with the fraternity or any other group, that's devaluing your character in any way. I'm having a hard time distinguishing between the two because I would think that when I walk into a room, what am I telling people about me is based on how I carry myself and how I present myself. And I see the other part, especially when it comes to, I know designer labels do not make you. If that's the message, I get that. I don't think teenagers or anyone should wear designer things because they think that makes them a better person because they do that. If that's the issue, I understand, but I don't think that just because I decide to go out and buy a pair of designer jeans or a designer purse, or even today people get tattoos, that that's saying something negative about me or how I'm branding myself. So I'm just having a hard time trying to distinguish between the line you're towing right now. So I see those as two totally different things.
Okay, great, and I thank you for calling. I'm going to respond to that, okay? So thank you for calling. I thank you, and I'm getting ready to respond to that, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, great. Now, here's what I was saying. In the two with the fraternity and with and this was my mother's take on it. My mother was instilling in me and instilling in us, first of all, don't value somebody else's name more than you value your name. Don't value somebody else's clothing. You have the capability to design your own clothes. And just to make you conscious of what type of value you're placing on things. And that was, so it was really not so much in today's generation. This was back in like the 70s and if you look at the 70s, you're not far removed from the 60s and everything that was going on. And still in the 70s, there was a lot of racism, blatant racism. So in that respect, the historical time of those statements were saying, look, value your own name. And I totally get that because the airwaves, and I'm actually going to bring it to today's world, the airwaves and everything, there weren't a lot of blacks on television. You know, the black person on TV in the show, you kind of circle around. You had this one, maybe two TVs by then. You circle around, you watched it. So at that particular time, coming into the brand names, the DoorDash, the Sassoons, I got to say those because that's what I grew up with. You have to put it in the time context, the meaning of what was going on, the historical context that, you know, don't get bamboozled by what's being presented to you as value. You, black, you are value. So I thank the caller for asking my take on that to kind of straighten that up. Now, coming in today's world, I would say the same thing. Be very cognizant of your brand. And I said this to the young ladies, and I hope the caller's listening, because I really said this to the young ladies just recently right before school ended. okay, there's no way to say it but just to say it. The weave in the hair. Yes, I'm going there. I'm going there with the weave. And I told the young ladies, look, I'm not too concerned about how you wear your hair. What I'm more concerned with is if you understand that what your hair, your dress, and everything is accentuating who you are and it's not becoming who you are. In other words, I want to be sure that when you go home and you have no weave in your hair, you have no weave in your hair, no fake eyelashes, all the makeup off and everything, and it's just you and the mirror. Are you comfortable with you? Because if you are, the things that you put on you, you're adorning yourself, and it's just bringing out. And I listen to the talk that students are having when they say, oh, they bald-headed, they like this or that hair or how they're dressed. I'm real concerned about that because I'm constantly asking myself, as a teacher, is that child, is that life lesson that they, do I need to teach them something about not letting the clothes and everything become so-called substance for them, if that makes sense. In other words, you're nothing unless you have on a certain type of designer clothes. You're not comfortable. You don't have the substance within you in your nakedness. So those are the things. So on one hand with the caller, I understand when the caller says it's the worst in action. Again, whenever we deal with young people, we have to realize that they don't have the same level of discernment that adults may have. So for an adult, those things, hopefully for some, those things are just tokens, things that they bought because they can. They accentuate who they are. But for young people, they can actually become the image or the substance of who they are, and that's what you don't want. That's what you don't want. So hopefully that helped clarify what caller's comment. And when she asked me, she didn't see how the two related to one another. It just depends on how you decide to look at a direction, the path, how you want to look at the statement. Now, I stated in a rut, brand your way out. That's very important. When you're in a rut, when you are not getting the response that you want, brand your way out. And what do I mean by that? Now, I want you to understand, when I talk about your brand, the core things are your words and your actions. Start thinking about your words and your actions. For the 30 days, pay attention to your words and your actions. Okay? Don't, you know, when I hear people say it's not going right for me or whatever, don't even let the door open to having somebody else bring in that type of negative conversation. Take one or two things. I know, for example, finances is a big concern. In my age group, 50 people are constantly worrying about the finances and different things like that. And I tell them, you know, I just say, look, don't go beyond your budget, okay? Don't blow your budget. What am I doing? I'm taking responsibility for my financial decisions, my actions. And you might not think that's a brand, but that is a brand. Just budgeting your way out into some clarity where people can trust you to be financially responsible. Going back, your word is your bond. The way, you know, as I go through things, I say I'm just not going to be negative. I'm going to try not so much to be positive, but to say good words, to say good things, especially to certain people. You just never know. You get that person who comes and they're an energy zapper before they get started. Good morning. How are you? Nice day. That's my brand. For that day, that's my brand. And if I can develop that brand for the next 29 days, I guarantee that person won't come to me thinking I'm going to be a trash dump for their conversation, their pity parties. We have to be cognizant of our brand. And if you're sitting at home and there's something you don't like or you want to go, just go do it. And I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to actually, you probably heard of the new Chicago Business Black Radio Network commercial. I'm going to play that again. And when we come back, I want to talk about vision boards in developing your brand. Okay?
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. All black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Miss Phyllis Alston and Touch It Up with Molly B. Weekly. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com for showtimes. Interested in joining us as a broadcaster? Send us an email at cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. That's cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, executive producer.
Okay, welcome back. Now, you may ask, why did I play that a second time? You know, everybody, I remember years ago I had my theme song. And I thought about it. I was listening to President Clinton when I think he was on Late Night Show with Johnny Carson, and they asked him, not Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, I don't know. He was on the Late Night Show, Tonight Show. And they asked him, what was the one thing you're going to miss about being president? And he stated the song, the president's song, dun, 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 dun. He said every time he would hear that song, he understood that was about him. And years ago, not too long ago, I remember I had a song. I said, this is my song. And I thought about this. This song represented somewhat of the characters, the traits that I wanted to exhibit. Every time I heard that song, I played it religiously. Okay? I played it when I got up, when I was in the car, when I was at home. I connected to that presence on dun, 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 dun. So I would play it before I would actually leave the car to go to my job. I would play this song, and that was my intro song. And I said to myself, that's my intro song. That's a part of how I want to be introduced. And it was just amazing because I started to think about what I wanted to have as a part of not only my introduction, but also as a part of the responses and feedback. And one of the biggest things that I had to make clear to coworkers, there was a circle when I walked into a building once. I mean, when I walked into work, there was a circle, a group of coworkers. And I never even thought about grown people using the B word. They said B or the H for, I think, half of one of those words. And I said, I need to exclude, I'm going to exclude myself. And I left, and someone asked, why do you leave? I said, I don't want to be in that type of conversation where people think it's okay to curse around me, because pretty soon they're going to be saying those words towards me. And what was I doing? I was determining my brand. Okay, so your simple words and actions can play a big role in how people are going to respond to you and what they think of you. And again, look, if you're okay with your brand, that's it. Add something else to it. Increase it. Make it more beneficial to you. But every now and then, just do a status report. Just check it out. If people are, you're bringing people into your circle, as you relate to people, and they say things that you don't particularly care, like to hear, or you don't really care for, then just simply determine a way to best acknowledge that so they will understand this is how you prefer to be treated. Now, I stated June is the month of imagination. So what I did, I jotted down some things that I want you to think about as you may start to modify or increase your brand. What I mean by increase your brand, increase your value. What do I mean by increase your value? increase your favorable responses, your feedback, from the time you walk into a store, from the time you leave. And again, this is not about what other people think of you. This is about you understanding you play a role in how people respond to you and the feedback you get. And if you get something, if you get a certain feedback that you don't want to hear, then you may have to go there and say, look, okay, I will appreciate if you don't speak to me like that. And be cut and dry. I had a principal, and I really liked this guy. And he said he came into a meeting once. Well, actually, he came into a meeting when I wasn't there at the school. And they said, we really need to have a meeting with him. But before, he came in and he left. And they said he's not very good at accepting criticism. I didn't feel that way. Well, make a long story short, I was in a meeting with him. And he said, Ms. Austin, you know, you never have to sit in a meeting where you feel you're being attacked. He said, I don't ever want an employee or someone who works for my work on my staff, someone who works on my staff to feel that they have to sit in a meeting and be attacked. They don't. And that was his brand. He made it very clear that as administrators, you were not going to attack teachers. And teachers did not have to sit in meetings and feel that they were being attacked. Of course, he said, you can always say, let me just speak with you outside and state your case, and hopefully the meeting can continue in a positive way. So no matter how old you are, you can always modify, change, and increase your brand, your value, your character. Morette Brown Clark, some words from her song, It Ain't Over Until God Said It's Over. Keep fighting until your victory is won. And later on, she talks about you being a winner. And that kind of captured my attention because I stated earlier, you came in this world with a brand. You were a winner. You came in here as a winner. So if you're having all these depressed moments and stress moments and moments that you just don't like, we have to get back on track and say, how do we present ourselves or let people know that, hey, you don't have the right to tear me down. You don't have the right to bring me down. We need to stop that because my brand is I'm going to live a certain quality of life free as much as possible, especially when I know, but free from people tearing me down. June is the month of imagination. And I like that. June is the month of imagination. And I want to talk about, this is June, I want to talk about that faculty of imagination to start bettering your brand. You know, something I would tell my kids to do, and I think this is a good task for everybody, no matter how old you are, especially if you're older like me, is to get a vision board. It's always good to have a vision board. You know what a vision board is if you never have one? Well, a vision board, you get a poster board, something you have your children do. Get a poster board on their words that identifies you, okay? You know, get a lot of magazines. Go to the Internet, print pictures, put words up. And I have a vision board around here. As a matter of fact, one was like, Phyllis, you are the power behind your success. You are the power behind your success. And those words were like power and success, and I put pictures on my vision board. And then I would write down the traits that I need to bring those pictures into visible manifestation. And I would start working on those traits. Well, what are traits? Traits develop your character, okay? Traits develop your character. So if you're at home, if your kid's at home for the summer, and we start looking at this brand and different things, get them to create a vision board and have them put on the vision board words, pictures, and things of how they want to be identify. That's a, that becomes a part of their identity. And then have them write down the traits that they need to bring those things into visible manifestation. You will also have them write down the actions that they need to do to bring those things into visible manifestation. What are you doing? You are starting to have them look at their actions. Actions day in, day out. Put the words that they want associated with them on the vision board. Power, love, and write down the words that they have to use in order to draw those words to them. Now, one thing that I do, that I try to do when I, in order to help develop my brand, one thing that I try to do is to put out what I want to come back. So it could be a ho-hum day. And if I want somebody to call me, I'll call them. Okay? If I want somebody to call me tomorrow, I'll call them today, have a conversation, say, call me tomorrow. Okay? What am I doing? I'm setting up the actions that I want to see in my life. Now, you might think it's kind of trivial, but I'm going to tell you, it really does work because very rarely do I go a day without having somebody to talk to. People say, I ain't got anybody to talk to. I don't know about you, but I tend to have people to talk to because I do that. When I want somebody to say, have a great day, may your highest good be with you today, guess what? I'll call somebody and tell somebody, have a great day, may your highest good be with you today. Now, did I get the call? No, but it makes me feel good calling them. And you'd be surprised, maybe a month later, guess what? They call me and say, have a great day, may your highest good be with you today. These are, this is how you start that response, how you get people to start responding to you by responding to them. I never wait to say, hey, nobody said, have a great day. Nobody called and said, good morning. I called them. Good morning. How are you? Or I send them a text. And if they, especially with my kids, if they don't respond, I send you a text, say good morning. They're like, okay, Mom, good morning. You know, these are things that you have to do. You have to train people how to treat you. You have to. Before they get on their bandwagon and make you feel depressed, call them and train them. Look, I'm going to say good morning. So when you call me or next time you call me in the morning, say good morning. Why, you know, you have to train people. You can say, no, I've never said anything negative to you. You start training people, and that starts to develop your brand because people start responding to you a whole entirely different way, okay? And that's a good thing. You know, a lot of times I say I humbly request this. Now, those are things that I start to do and things that I start to say. So as we talk about branding, you're making a mark. That's what branding is about. Branding is about the mark that you're making in the world, okay? The mark that you're making in the world. And that mark that you start to make in this world is going to be valuable or it's going to be hindering. It's going to be beneficial or it's going to be hindering to you. So you always make a mark in this world that is beneficial, that you can honor, that people can honor. No, back in the days, like I stated, it was called your word, your bond. And that's what it was. Watch your character. Watch your word. You know, keep your word. Why? Because parents were telling you that's your bond. If people can't trust your word, they can't trust you, and you start to get a bad reputation. Again, you've been listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Call in 347-855-8603. I love to hear your comments about branding. And going back, just to let you know, your words and actions create your reputation, and your reputation creates your brand. What is a brand? A brand is a mark that you're making. That's what it is. It's a mark. You know, we call them footprints. Whenever you walk someplace, you leave something behind. So make sure you understand that when you get similar responses and you get similar feedback, you may need to check your brand. What actions and words are you putting out there in the universe to get back, because the universe is just reflecting what you give it. That's what it's doing. If you're upset or something, if you're in a situation of state of chaos, so you're putting chaos in the universe. The universe is just a big mirror reflecting back what you're giving it. The only exception is when faith enters. When you start to do something constantly in hopes of, it's like you're sowing, what they say, you're watering a seed, going to harvest what you sow. That's faith. You know, you keep doing it hoping that it's going to come out and give you the reward or the desired outcome that you want. Other than that, you have to be kind of religious to have faith, because if you don't, then guess what? It doesn't quite work for you. You don't understand. Then it really is about what you see by sight, okay? How you live in by sight, not by vision. This has been Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We have a few minutes left, and I just want to tell you about two things that I would like for you to do. First of all, visit householddna.com, householddna, householddna.com, and sign the petition for the standards, the seven standards of parenting, in order to start making a paradigm shift in our neighborhoods with our parents and our families. Our goal is for everybody to start using those seven standards to make a paradigm shift in our society to strengthen our families. We strengthen our families. We strengthen our community. And also, please visit PhyllisAustin.com and pick up the book From Parent to Power and God Has Not Forgotten You. From Parent to Power for Parents and God Has Not Forgotten You for Young People. I wrote it for ages 14 to 24. So do those two things, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And again, you have been listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. If you notice, for the month of May and June, we try to bring to you shows that really deal with topics that will help the students to become better people, to help you make changes in your life. It really does take courage to change. And I hope by listening to this show and the other shows over the last couple of months, you feel better, not only about you, but the changes that you can make to bring about those desired outcomes. Unfortunately, we do have children that are not trained or raised properly, in which their souls have been broken, and they are, unfortunately, broken individuals. And even if the child is not yours, if you could just help make a difference in a child's life, it would be greatly appreciated. Give them words of encouragement. Hey, just tell them, you know what? Go on the internet, go to blogtalkradio.com/Phyllis Austin and listen to some of those shows that she did in May and June. So again, I want to thank you for listening to your brand, branding your character, and what are you marketing. This has been Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And remember, words and actions create your character creates your reputation, and your reputation creates your brand. And what is your brand? A brand is a mark that you're making. It's an ownership. It's what you own, okay? Your actions is your mark. And we want your brand to be positive, beneficial, valuable, and with honor. We don't want it to be stigmatized. So, again, thank you for joining Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we will be back next week. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. All black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Miss Phyllis Austin and Touch It Up with Molly B. Weekly. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com for showtimes. Interested in joining us as a broadcaster? Send us an email at cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. That's cbbn2012@gmail.com for details. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer.